News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on AIR Mobile.
Shane also mentioned the stark reports we've had in recent days. Sebastian Barnes of the Fiscal Advisory Council here on Wednesday, and then the ESRI yesterday talking about the unprecedented shock to the Irish economy as the country faces best case scenario, worst recession in our history. Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, did you hear anything that you disagreed with?
Much of what they put forward during the week I do agree with. And it backs up, I guess, a couple of points that I've been making in recent weeks. The first one is that both studies showed that our economy can recover. It has the ability to recover. And one of the reasons it does is because we did not go in to this public health crisis with the kind of economic difficulties that we have had in the past. We didn't have problems with the amount of credit in our economy. We didn't have problems with how we were managing expenditure or taxation. In the absence of those kind of difficulties, our economy has the ability, therefore, to recover. And either both in 2020 and in 2021, it is the case, Ciarán, that further decisions will need to be made to accelerate the recovery of our economy.
Patricia King of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions was a guest as well. And look, she broadly agreed, look, there would be some hardship in terms of exchequer finances, but that the reckoning wouldn't necessarily be that bad, that if you could return the economy to growth, then there wouldn't necessarily need to be a reckoning. Essentially, that growth and the extra revenue generated off the back of that growth would service any debt that we take on now.
And getting our citizens back to work will be the single largest driver of improving where we are with our public finances and reducing any kind of difficulty we may face in the future. Each of the studies from the ESRI and the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council said that while there may well be a gap, and I expect that there will be, between what we tax and what we spend, that is in a number of years' time. And in the interim, what we have to do is get people back to work. And by doing that, we make that gap smaller.
But is there merit to what Patricia King is saying in the sense that if you can grow the economy quick enough through stimulus, that there might not necessarily be the reckoning that we're talking about?
Well, I do believe that across the coming years, there will be a gap between how much we raise in tax and what we spend. And the reason for that gap, and it's going to be very different to where we have been in recent years, is in recent years when we've had that gap, it has been because of how we managed our economy. I think in the future, we will need to do new things with our public health service to prevent us from the kind of difficulty we've had with COVID happening again. We may well have to change, for example, how we organise childcare, what we do with our schools. And they are the kind of issues that we will better understand once we're successful in containing this disease, and we are making progress with that. And in a number of years' time, they will then be the kind of issues we need to look at how we're going to pay for. So there will be decisions that will be made in the future, but before we get to any of that, our first priority is to make the decisions in 2020 and 2021 on top of what we have already done to get our citizens back to work. And that's the single biggest thing that we can do to get our country to a better place and to manage our public finance.
The public sector are due pay rise, pay restoration, as they would call it, whatever you want to call it. It's due in October. Paying that doesn't get anyone back to work.
Indeed, but we also do have commitments that we have made to public sector unions over the last 3 years, and the very workers that we are talking about have been at the front line, in particular in our hospitals and in our Gardaí, in dealing with some of the most difficult consequences of COVID. And they have done such a remarkable job in keeping our country safe. And when a new government is formed...
That's true, but some of them have been at home as well.
In my experience, actually, of dealing with the issue, while some of them have been at home, they'd have that in common with nearly any other workforce in Ireland or indeed at the world at the moment. And I have seen...
What they don't have in common with the rest of us is we're not all getting a pay rise in October.
And what we will need to do when a new government is formed is we'll need to sit down and look at what is the future of public pay going to be here in our country and look at all of these issues in that context. The background to those kind of negotiations has changed because, as you say yourself, we now have so many hundreds of thousands of our citizens who don't have a job, and our overwhelming priority, as I stressed earlier on, would be to help get them back to work. And in so doing, that will improve and change so many of the other things that we need to do. But I think it's also important to acknowledge that those who have been at the heart of keeping our country safe in recent weeks have been those who've been in our hospitals, who've been in our guards, and indeed who are in our local authorities.
Can I ask you very briefly before I let you go, Minister, the chorus for easing restrictions a little bit more quickly is getting louder. It's not unanimous, absolutely, but it is getting a little bit louder. And we had John Halligan, the junior minister, acting junior minister, on the show yesterday making a similar call. He made, I suppose, two points. He said, look, it would make your job a little bit easier. The economy would start growing that little bit sooner if you could ease restrictions. He also said it's time that ministers who agreed with me, and he knows some do, stood up and said so and stopped kind of speaking up their sleeves and letting it slip to media behind the scenes. Was he right?
Well, behind the scenes, to use that phrase, refers to discussions being taken inside government and trying to ensure that the way in which we've made decisions in our very recent past, which is based on scientific advice and evidence, that we continue to do that. I'm aware of the debate that is underway, and of course I want to be in a position that we can have more people back at work and we have can get on the path to our economy recovering. But I have to say, as important as it is for your listeners to get them back to work quicker, all of that has to be offset by getting us to the securest pace possible for trying to reduce the spread of this disease later on in the year.
It's a fairly low place, isn't it?
And the trade-off that we need to make in the coming weeks on that, Ciarán,
okay,
I would contend are worth doing for regaining more sustainable confidence in where we are with our public health.
Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue. Minister, thanks for your time.